from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You have football tonight for the NFL, even though nobody's playing, and I don't care.
Right.
You've got Ben Maller at 7:15.
That's right.
You've got the Royals at 5:40.
Yeah, I love the early 5:40 start, man.
So does Carrington.
That is beautiful. Yeah, Carrington.
Talk about a back-to-back beautiful days, right? Yeah, show yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Off the air at 4:30 today.
Yeah.
Vern will join you at 4:30 tonight. So, we get to watch an entire Royals game, and we can fall asleep at, 7:45?
The Royals game may be over before the NFL game even kicks off.
5:40.
Because I was watching some of the Yankees and Phillies the other day. It started at 5:40, and then the Royals game started at 7. I flipped over. It's like already the sixth inning. I'm like, man, I love the way baseball is moving right now, guys. I don't know about you. Is anybody complaining about the pitch clock anymore? It is the greatest thing in our lifetimes that we've seen put into sports. It has changed the game so dramatically in such a great way for everybody.
And not only that, the stadium's realizing, because they're like, you know what? You can buy beer until the bottom of the eighth.
Well, that is the one thing I will say. When you go to a game, they may move a little bit too fast when you're at the game.
When you're at the game.
If you stand in line for concessions at any ballpark these days, you're missing four innings. It's just incredible.
I found it the most beautiful thing in the world. You can bring in your own food.
Yeah, absolutely. You can bring in a nice ham sandwich on some Wonder Bread. It's fantastic.
Or you can go to Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Either one.
You could do that too.
That to me is the perfect way to do a Royals game on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Go to, say it's you and the wife, right? Or you and the kids and the wife. You get two gigantic subs or just one, cut it into fours, take in a bag of chips. Here you go.
There you go. Yeah.
And then whatever. You can bring in liquids as long as the cap's sealed.
Yeah, exactly.
So this whole, like, everything's too expensive, there are ways around it.
My dad used to tell a story about how when he went to a Yankee game one year, his mom made him take a tuna fish sandwich because it was Friday and he wasn't allowed to eat meat. And so he was ticked and was like, I can't have a hot dog at the game and I have to eat this tuna fish sandwich when everybody else is eating hot dogs because it's Friday and I'm not supposed to eat meat on Friday.
Chiefs will play their first game in, I believe, 10 days, 8
10 days.
Days?
Yeah,
next Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting that we're already here.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, Hall of Fame game tonight. But good God, yesterday was one of those days where if I was Andy Reid, and I'm not, and I'm proud to say that I'm not because he's such more qualified at what he does than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blowing the whistle and getting everybody the hell out of practice.
Yeah, yesterday was a rough one, yeah, right?
That was the first day where, like, we're on our phones. We're like, another one's down. We're like doing post-show production. And you, myself, and Mac are like, Tony's in the tent. He's in the cart. Oh, God, Nick Bolton's hurt. Another guy. And it's like, dude, call practice. Get it over with. I understand that that's not the proper protocol. But Bolton gets an injury. Tony gets hurt again. Here we go. We're hitting August, and football has officially begun.
Well, it has. And we talked a little bit about actually both of those guys yesterday about, you know, kind of where they stand. And we were talking Tony and Sky Moore. I just don't think both of those guys make the roster. I think it's one or the other. I can't see both Sky Moore and Kadarius Tony making this thing. And, you know, one of the reports that I got from somebody up there was that the best thing about Kadarius Tony right now is that he was staying healthy. And they're like, hey, he's actually staying healthy. And then he goes into the tent, and then he's hurt. And, you know, you can't make the club in the tub. And I don't don't think Kadarius Toney, quite honestly, is one of those guys that gets the opportunity to have a free pass, right? Like, he hasn't shown enough to say, yeah, he's hurt, but he can still be a producer for us. I just don't know if the quarterback necessarily has confidence in Kadarius Toney at this stage of his career. And how could you, right? I mean, the guy couldn't line up,
right,
you know, and get in position the proper way. It's not even like catching the football. It's the fact that he couldn't line up on sides.
Oh, he broke Mahomes, you know, last year.
It broke Mahomes. Yeah. Like he legitimately broke Patrick Mahomes, right? Yeah. Like, other teams should hire Kadarius Toney to break Patrick Mahomes, right? So him being hurt doesn't help his chances of making this roster. And then Nick Bolton, a guy who they would, I think, like to re-sign. Mm-hmm. But again, now he's hurt. And you wonder how long this injury is going to be, you know, for Nick Bolton. And so you'd like to get him out there. But on the other hand, the flip side is, and I'm sure this is how Andy Reid is approaching it, it's an opportunity for the next guy up. And this is why this team is good, because I don't want to say they're good because guys get injured and other guys step in, but these are valuable reps for some of the backups right now, and for an opportunity for some guys to get a chance to you know, to see what they can do. And so you got to take advantage of those opportunities, and obviously that's what they're going to do. But this whole Kadarius Toney thing, like getting injured yesterday, look, I know people don't plan to get injured, blah, 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 all that nonsense. But this is a guy who just continues to not give himself the best opportunity to go out there and to make this team. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, one of those guys may be traded, one of those guys may be cut, maybe one of those guys they try to hide to bring him back on the practice squad. Like, there's just a lot of question marks surrounding those two dudes right now up at training camp.
Which is interesting because, and Mac, you can dive in on this, see if you agree or disagree, but it's funny that we go into camp when I would think that, like, maybe Kadarius Toney had to have a clean sheet, right? Not only, like, not saying they had to be perfect, but this is one of those things where it's like, we could start calling him, like, Adalberto Toney Kadarius Mondesi.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude, like, Adalberto Mondesi, I remember Dayton Moore's like, yeah, we put him in this program. We got this, like, sort of monitoring body system. Still got hurt. And finally, it was just like, sorry, dude, we can't do this anymore.
Right.
I think Kadarius Toney's on that same page. And when you're a veteran receiver, and I'm sorry, 3 years in the league for Sky Moore, or third year in the league for Sky Moore, you're now a veteran.
Yeah, sure you are.
When those are your concerns of, like, can you do this, can you do that? And then you have the guy in Xavier Worthy who's blowing people away. The chemistry looks like it's there with Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. The talent is obviously there, and he just keeps making plays in camp.
Right.
When you're talking about that like a rookie, and then you're talking about these other guys that are veterans, and it's like, you can't really do anything wrong, or it's just you've failed too many tests to where, like, if you don't get an A on every test the rest of the semester, you're not going to pass the class. And I think that's where Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore are.
No, I don't disagree with that. I think they're both in that situation right now. And you know, look, again, you know, first world problems, Mission Hills problems right now, right? We're sitting here talking about Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney and whether or not they can make the roster. Not whether or not, like, most teams would look at guys like that and say, how can we fit them in? How can we make them part of what we're going to do on offense? They've got speed. They've got talent. Oh, my God. You know, guys in professional sports fall in love with other guys who have talent, right? And they think they can always get the most out of them. Eventually, you can't. Eventually, you just have to say, this guy is just not a very good player. He may have talent, but he has no idea how to realize that talent. I think that's kind of where we are with Kadarius Toney. I think Sky Moore just maybe was overvalued a little bit, and, you know, when they drafted him or whatnot. And, you know, but
he had good makeup.
Yeah, whatever the case may be, however you want to define it, right?
But first in, last out.
Yeah, but some guys just get hurt all the time. Like, and that sucks. And that was Mondesi, right? Like, like Mondesi didn't want to be hurt, right? Mondesi just always got hurt. There are guys in this world that are just very fragile, that one hit and they're done or they're out. And it just, it gets frustrating as a fan base. I know big time, because who wouldn't want Sky Moore to be good? Who wouldn't want Kadarius Toney to be good and add to this team? But right now they're not bringing a whole lot to the party. And quite honestly, I don't think this team either needs Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore with where they are right now. And that's coming off a season where, you know, you've got a, you know, a wide receiver core that was much maligned, but they went out there and they fixed that wide receiver core. And I saw something yesterday from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero saying the Chiefs, he believes, now are officially the fastest team in the NFL, passing the Miami Dolphins. And I'm like, boy, you got a lot of speed out there right now. Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, you're just a guy right now. And you've got to do so much more to catch the eye of the coaching staff and the front office to even make the team right now. And being in the tub and dropping passes ain't going to get it done.
Not a chance.
Ain't gonna
it's
get
not
it done.
Just another day.
It's today.
That's right.
And football happens today. The Hall of Fame game tonight. Why I will not be watching, what Bob likes to watch in this game, and you know Max watching quarters.
Oh, Max is going to have his shirt off, rubbing Crisco on his chest.
Oh, man, he's going to have ice cubes on the nipples. Woo, I'm Dusty Likens. That's Bob Fesco.
You and Binkley together.
Oh, boy, that's a dangerous combination. I've been there, done that, and I'll do it again.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.